Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Danny Cater. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon bunts in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims scores. Brown moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Fuller moves to third. McDowell moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-0 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hunter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Monday moves to third. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday scores. Duncan moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Webster. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The slide. Duncan applies the tag. Cardenal is out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday bunts and there's an error on the play. Rudy moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Duncan strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Webster, who tags Salmon trying to return to first, for the out. Sims moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown is walked intentionally. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanera strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Duncan to Campaneris and they have Cardenal trapped. The throw over to Webster, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Ed Sprague now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson misplays the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sprague covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to third. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Green pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field. Rudy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rudy. Brown scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. Donaldson is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to second. Vicente Romo now pitching. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.